Stay tuned, this is Aaron Tuttiman. I am the founder of Personal Breakthrough Academy and the CEO of Communication Partners. Congratulations, you finally made it. You've come to video number 9 in our 9-step personal breakthrough process. As you already know, I use a memory hook, an acronym, for my personal breakthrough process, which is the word transform, and each and every letter stands for one step in the process so that you can remember it much easier. Step number 9 is the final step of making personal breakthrough not only a habit, but make it permanent. Condition it so strong that you don't even have to think about it, that you just automatically go into that autopilot and break through that resistance, whatever it is, and under all circumstances. Believe me, I had to learn that the hard way. It took me some time to figure out that it was these 9 steps that really helped me. Today, I can say with confidence, this really helps me, and it helped a lot of my students, a lot of my coaching clients, to break through their resistances as well. So give it a try. It's really worth doing it. I just go very, very quickly through the 9 steps just to make it easier for you to remind. Step number 1 was task. What is your task? Ask yourself always when you feel stuck or you don't know how to move on or you just have no energy to do whatever you should do. Ask yourself, what is my task? Instead of using the word problem, use the word task. That gives you much more energy. What is my task? Next word, accept your resistance. We are human beings, and never we are forced to move out of our comfort zone. There is a natural habit which in former times helped us to protect our lives, which doesn't serve us too much anymore today, but it's a normal thing that you feel some resistance, which doesn't mean that you can't move on. Step number 3 in the process is analyze. Analyze your emotions, because when you're stuck or when you can't move on, you automatically feel a kind of emotion, and these emotions were the ones who took you out of the game. Really analyze your emotion. What is it exactly you feel? Do you feel frustrated? Are you fearful? Or whatever it is, analyze your emotion. And then step number 4, notice your reaction and learn to understand it. If you have that emotion and you realize that you react in a certain way, notice what that reaction really is. Be aware that there is always an emotion first, followed by a reaction. And then the next step, step number 5 in the process, is start. Look exactly what started your reaction. What was the trigger? Going through your emotion may reveal some pictures from the past, some memories, and you will see that it is a specific event, a specific experience that triggered your reaction. It was not the emotion itself, but the emotion came from a former event, and you gave that event a certain meaning, and exactly this meaning was the reason for your reaction. Look for that, start to find the triggers, and then quickly move on to the next step, step number 6, which is find a better answer to your question. Find a better answer. What is the desired habit you want to kick off instead of going down the drain? So finding a better answer starts normally with asking a better question. Ask yourself, what else beside all things I already have thought through could I do in this situation? By doing that, you open up your neural pathways, and you will see that your subconscious mind can deliver you nearly unlimited possibilities of what you could do in such a situation. Really trust yourself. Open yourself up and be able to find a better answer. Next step, step number 7, is own your decision. Once you have found this answer and you know what it is you want to do instead of doing this wrong habit that doesn't serve you, really own your decision. Direct your attention towards that new habit. You know, you have probably heard the saying, where attention goes, energy flows, and results shows. It's absolutely true. And especially in this step, you will see the more you focus on the new solution, the more you focus on the new habit, the easier it will be for you to form that habit. Forming a habit needs step number 8. It needs repetition. Do the right thing again and again and again until it becomes second nature, until it becomes a good habit, and it's anchored within your body permanently. So whatever happens under all circumstances, you immediately can recall that habit, that behavior, and you will break through every time you are in such a situation. Repetition is the key to making it permanent, and here you really need to give it an extra effort. Make sure the more you repeat, the more energy you give in, the more emotion you give in, the more you expect to get out of that, the stronger this will be anchored within your body, and the easier it will be for you in the future to break through in other circumstances. Now, we have finally reached step number 9, and step number 9 is manage. Manage your life. Take responsibility for everything that happens. Don't push things away for you. Don't look for the guilty ones. Always ask yourself, what do I have to learn here? What does this mean? How can I integrate that in my life, and how can I share it with others? By doing that, you will see you will gain much more energy out of that, and you will stay in control. Managing your life is the binding, the missing link in the transformative process. Let me show it again to you. Yes, here it is. Managing your life, this is the missing link. Back to the task, and whatever you, whatever situation you're in, from managing, which means taking responsibility, quickly go to look for what is the task, what is the resistance, analyze your emotion, notice a reaction, start to find the trigger, find a better answer, own your decision, and repeat again and again and again until your breakthroughs become permanent and no one can keep you back from getting what you want or doing what you need to do. So I hope you found it so useful so far, and I want you to go to my membership site, personalbreakthroughsecrets.com. You will get an unbelievable offer. You can get a trial for 21 days for only $1. So there is not even a slightest risk involved. You have seen already 9 videos. If you think that could help you, believe me, this is just the beginning of a great community life of exchange and collaboration with not only myself, but hundreds of other people who go through the same situation, who want to learn how to break through, how to be successful in life all the time. I thank you very much for going through my series of videos, and I hope that I will see you inside my membership site at personalbreakthroughsecrets.com, and we can start to build an even deeper relationship than just by watching these videos. Thank you, and see you soon on the other side of my membership site at personalbreakthroughsecrets.com. Have a wonderful day and see you soon.